I fled my husband. That's a dramatic statement, but it's true. He was an angry alcoholic, and he was verbally abusive. And I told myself that because he wasn't physically abusive, that was okay. It wasn't. But at any rate, we were still together, and we would take an annual trip to Virginia Beach for about 4 nights. And this time, we were going for 7, and we were going to Norfolk in a little bit more discounted place. So we were supposed to leave Saturday, and I got home Friday after work, and he was wasted. And not like a few in wasted, but like next level, wasted, right? So he passed out for a little while, and while he was asleep, I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I really just do not. My life is dribbling away. I'm not going to do this anymore. So he woke up, and I said, I'm not going to Virginia Beach. You can go. And he said, well, if you're not going, I'm not going. We'll just lose the money, which it was on my credit card. Thank you. So I said, if you're not going to go, I'm going to go. And, you know, we're back and forth on this. And I start throwing things into bags. Well, he kind of dug in, and the more I packed, the angrier he got. And so he's following me around the house. I can't believe you're doing this. I'm like, I can't either. I didn't say that, but I'm like, you know. And I thought it would be okay to leave the next day, but truly a voice in my head said, you've got to go. It is not safe for you to be here tonight, which I was like, oh, okay, great. So, you know, I had this image of like Rosie the Riveter, you know, super strong, triumphant exit. And here I am, knees knocking, hands shaking, you know, hurling stuff into bags. And I didn't know what to do next. What do I do? Well, you go out, you get in the car. Okay, I can do that. So I got in the car, and it's 9:30 at night. He's followed me out into the driveway. If you leave now, you could never come back. I can't think about that right now. What do I do now? You back up. Okay, I got this. So where do I go? The reservation isn't until tomorrow. You go to a hotel. You have a credit card. All right, I'll go to a hotel in Catonsville. Well, if you can do that, you can go to Laurel. And if you can do that, you can go a little bit further. So I step-talked myself to Fredericksburg, Virginia, which was about 2.5 hours away. I got there at midnight. And in that time, he had called me 36 times and texted 48. So, but I had to leave the phone on for directions, right? So anyway, that was unfortunate. I suppose there was a way to block him, but I'm not sure I was thinking straight. So turned off the phone, got a great night's sleep, and got up in the morning and headed down to Norfolk. And I didn't know when I got to the Airbnb if he would be there. He was not, thankfully. But I walked in, and at this point, I had been sober 3.5 years and had been off of cigarettes and vaping at least that long. And I walked in and just felt this knee-buckling desire to smoke and drink, which really took me by surprise. And I thought, I've got to do something right now. So I started back-to-back Al-Anon and AA meetings online. And I'd still sort of be like, what do I do now? And a voice said, you're at the beach. Walk on the beach. That's a great idea. So I'd walk on the beach. And it had been, in the 3.5 years, I hadn't cried, which is a red flag. I'm aware of this, but I hadn't actually cried. So I'm walking on the beach going, okay, cry. You can, you know, you can do this, cry. And these little cry hiccups would come up, you know, like a... And I'd look around, you know, like if anybody actually saw me doing this, I would feel like such an idiot. And then I thought, you know, don't judge it. Just let the cry bubbles come up. And so it sort of started this journey. I went to a lot of thrift shops. I found a cat cafe. For $9, I could play with all 21 cats. And the previous November, our cat, Fatness Everdeen, had died. Bless her plump heart, yes. And her weight was not why she died. But anyway, so that was great. And I went to Jerry's Artorama, which was also fabulous. And I went to an AA meeting in person, and a man there had a chocolate lab named River. And I saw River, and I started to cry. And River ran up to me and licked my cheeks and eyes. It was amazing. So another big part of the healing journey was, of course, a specialty donut shop. Maple and bacon, anyone? So the next morning I got up and I hit the freeway, and I'm going 75, I know. And I look over on the side mirror, and there is this bug going, right? And I was like, what is that? I mean, I'm from Seattle, and I know what a cricket is, and I know what a grasshopper is. I did not know what a katydid was. I don't know why. Anyway, so there's this katydid splayed on the side mirror, hanging on for dear life, vibrating. And I take my foot off the gas immediately, and it looks like she can hang on. For the purposes of this story, she's a she. So it looked like she could hang on a little bit better. And I said to her, hold on, because I'm sure she could understand that. So the next exit was for the donut shop. We pulled off, and I figured the minute I stopped the car, she would jump. You know, I'm thank God, get me off of this thing. And she didn't move. She was paralyzed. So I rustled around in the car, and I found this pad of paper, and I went around, and I had a, they're gorgeous. Their wings look like leaves with the veins and everything. They're so pretty. Anyway, I said, okay, come on. She wasn't moving. All right, so let's do this. I nudged one leg, nudged another, nudged a third. I let her feel it with her antenna, you know, like, this is really okay. And she was like, I'm not moving. So I nudged her on the pad, and I took her over to this really nice bush outside of the donut shop, okay? I mean, it was primo. And again, I figured once I got close enough to the bush, she's like, yeah, you know, I'm free. Was not budging off of that lifeline of a notepad. So we started again. All right, first leg, come on, you can do this. Second leg, third leg. It's a bush. You know it's a bush. You know what a bush is like. Go. Nothing. So I finally dropped the pad so that leg was dangling in the air, you know. And she kind of scrambled for a second, and then plop, the foot was on the leaf. And I looked at her for a minute, and I thought, you know, it's a strange bush in a strange neighborhood, and you just survived a harrowing ride. But I really hope you know that you're safe. Thanks.